AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden, in the final weeks of his presidency, has issued hundreds of pardons. Here's our Jennifer King.
President Biden is pardoning 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes and commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. Sources say Biden is also weighing the idea of preemptive pardons for those who face possible retribution from investigations against Trump. This comes after Biden issued a broad pardon for his son Hunter. Jennifer King, Washington.
A big day for Donald Trump in New York City.
Trump is expected to be on Wall Street to ring the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange. Trump also is expected to be announced as Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year. I'm Mike Hempen.
New York City's police commissioner says they now have evidence that links the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson with a suspect who's in custody in Pennsylvania, Jessica Tisch.
We were able to match that gun to the three shell casings that we found in Midtown at the scene of the homicide.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Jordan, again trying to forge a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. The United Nations passed a resolution demanding the fighting stop, opposed by U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood.
Rewards Hamas and downplays the need to release the hostages, and the other denigrates Israel without providing a path forward to increasing humanitarian assistance to Palestinian civilians.
An American who says he was captured in Syria during a religious pilgrimage 7 months ago has apparently been released from prison. Police in Los Angeles say a missing woman has been located safely. It's not clear where Hannah Kobayashi was found, but police say at one point she had crossed over into Mexico. In New York State, counties expected to get at least a foot of snow from a lake effect storm. This is AP News. More about those mysterious drones spotted in New Jersey.
The Department of Homeland Security has been briefing state officials in New Jersey about mysterious nighttime drone flights over the past few weeks. Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia says the devices were described as up to 6 feet in diameter, sometimes traveling with lights off. They've been spotted near President-elect Trump's golf course and a military facility. At the Pentagon,
at this time, we have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary.
Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh. I'm Ben Thomas.
Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr said a foul call against his team that led to a loss to the Houston Rockets last night was unconscionable. Meanwhile, the Rockets, along with the Atlanta Hawks, will play in Vegas for the NBA Cup playoffs this weekend. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.